It's a fantastic shirt, man.
It because when white people get mad at that shirt, it's just like a blatant, I know you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, and it's like, why are you mad?
Yeah,
like,
what'd you mad at?
Like demographically, this is what you're called.
Yeah, and like what, like, oh, well, you know, what, you do it at the Redskins. Like,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like,
yeah, the Redskins.
It's, yeah. It's like, you're a piece of shit. If you think that's wrong and then the Redskins are okay, you're a garbage human being.
Pretty much, yeah.
I feel like the name Redskins would be okay as a team name if it was just like a really sunburned man.
Yeah.
Or like Devils.
Like a guy in like Devils? A flowery.
Demons. Like, yeah, Demon what? Redskins.
I thought like you were like equating like Native Americans to the devil.
No. Super racist.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Disclaimer after that. Yeah,
we're no longer the Redskins. We are now the Red Devils.
Yeah.
There you go.
Our logo's the same, so you don't have to get you don't have to get new merchandise. You're fine. You're fine. This is my Dan Snyder voice.
Who's Dan Snyder?
He's the owner of the Redskins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like Redskins as like an appetizer at TGI Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
sour cream and chives, a little bit of bacon on it.
Because they make redskin potatoes.
Yeah.
Like they made like those bright red potatoes. You get like potato skins.
Yeah.
But it's the red potatoes instead.
You know, I think
maybe
that
it's like beets. Beet skins.
Ew.
That's gross.
Yeah,
beets
now, beet
red,
skins
right?
Sounds kind of masturbatory.
Beet skins. Yeah. No, it's just skins. They're drummers. They're just drumming, all right? They're drumming. And yeah, he's only using the one hand.
Yeah. One hand's on the mouse.
He holds his breath a little bit when he does it, but it's fine.
Their chant like at drumming. The stadiums is like that song, like, oh. But it's just like not
coming.
In rhythm.
Yeah,
it's just like, oh,
Close the door.
Close the door.
Hell yeah. can that be like our mascot? Just like some dude like on a
close.
Close
the door.
He's eating a lonely man meal.
Yeah, dude. I gotta send that to you so you can put it on the Facebook page. We have a Facebook page, right?
Yes,
but,
we do.
I showed you that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mitchell Willard drew a lonely man like TV dinner picture.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, I gotta send it to you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Steven was like, before we recorded last week, he was like cooking like spaghetti or something like that, like a little Michelina's.
Oh yeah.
Meals or whatever.
That one. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's like your lonely man meal for one.
That's cool. That's dope, dude.
Yeah. Like from the people who bought you Hungry Man, Lonely Man,
Lonely Man.
Yeah. They have like different flavors, like school shooter. Post-divorce. Yeah, the recluse. Yeah.
VHS collector.
Yeah. Weekend dad. Like
trains.
This one's called people watching.
Oh man. I like this bit. Let's keep it going.
Like, there's one flavor. There's one like package that's just like needs a woman's touch.
Yeah.
All the packages, you open it up, none of it's organized. There's like a sock in there that's dirty.
Well, it's like I guess we'll add it to the pile. We'll just throw it's like pile just like cum socks.
Careful.
Everywhere.
Don't let it out of your sight. It'll blend into the apartment.
Yeah. No.
No need to throw it away. It looks like your apartment already.
Fucking gross. What about like a dude who writes a manifesto? Would that be a good flavor or something like that?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I have a manifesto somewhere in my closet.
You pretty sure? That's like a you do or you don't kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I got a lot of writings, man.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a manifesto somewhere. Or something that resembles a manifesto.
Nah, you're just like drunk and just like writing shit.
Yeah, just drunk. And we're like, this is poetry. None of it like fucking makes sense. And by the end of it, I'm just like, what was I even writing about?
Yeah, like, why is there blood on this? What happened?
Yeah.
I've never written a manifesto.
We do need therapy.
I guess, like, with blog posts, I guess, aren't they kind of like manifestos to a degree?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, but they're like public manifestos, so that would like...
You're like manifestos other people were like, oh, I want to read that.
Yeah, then like they'll like and share it.
Yeah. But I personally like the... I like to read a manifesto.
How long does it have to like? How long does a manifesto have to be? Because that's what's
gotta be like a couple pages.
Like, I'd write one in a heartbeat. Like you don't. Have,
I
don't have
I
to
am
be
not
organized.
Surprised that you said that. I can see you.
Okay.
The lone gunman.
Let's start a Twitter website for manifestos.
Okay, first of all,
a Twitter website for manifestos.
Okay, those Twitter threads have to be huge. Like,
yeah, they do.
I can't just keep going like see reply.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the benefits of writing a manifesto as opposed to like you know trying to write a script that isn't going to get made or trying to write a novel that's not going to get published or anything because the door to to publishing a manifesto is literally just Kinko's.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Just fucking Kinko's.
Yeah.
Second.
Uh-huh.
Second, it doesn't have to be organized.
No,
you don't
it
have to make your thoughts make sense.
No.
They make sense in your head. That's good enough because guess what? People just... No one... Who read the Unabomber's manifesto?
I can't read.
Yeah,
like,
I haven't
three
read
people.
It.
Three people. And
I mean,
everyone
honestly,
else
I
was just impressed that he wrote one.
Yeah.
So... If you're like, I'm writing a manifesto, guess what? The guy in The Shining, he wrote a manifesto.
No shit.
One line, just repeated over and over.
Oh, was it like a Red Rum?
Yeah, the whole work and no play makes
like Johnny
a dull
boy.
Just hundreds of pages of it. That's still a manifesto.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no one cares what the manifesto, you know, no proofreading.
No proofreading. You don't need it.
You can just make like three different drafts and put the three different drafts together and be like, my thoughts evolved over time.
Yeah.
It's up for you to decipher.
It's
you
like
know?
It's like it's written like in half ink and like half like a baby shit. Like
uh-huh.
you just yeah.
yeah.
Something like that.
Do you think people put manifestos on their resume?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, the communist one, that's resume material.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
See, my thing is like I
he
just don't have the time
that,
to read.
You know?
Oh, did he really?
No, but he got rich off of it.
Okay, well,
which is fun because communism. All
right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. How's that work?
See, my thing is, I just don't have time to read.
Redistribution of nothing.
I don't
downloaded. I downloaded The Seven Seals by David Koresh. Haven't gotten around to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Haven't
gotten around to it.
But he gets the credit for the download.
That's true.
Yeah. Like we just count the number of listens on this. We don't know if you're actually listening.
Yeah.
We don't know if you heard it. We just know you listened.
Aren't
like
podcasts just
saying.
Like verbal manifestos?
I was just about
exactly.
to say that, yeah.
Especially this one. Like, I pay a website $18 to host it, and then there's no... It's just like up on their website.
Yeah.
And it's
like
there's
terms
no
and conditions.
Control.
Are there terms and conditions like their legal manifesto?
Maybe.
Mm.
Mm.
Go off, bitch.
But yeah. Yeah. Are manifestos allowed to be fully illustrated?
I don't see why not.
Oh,
yeah, what
right.
if, like, Eric Carle had a manifesto?
who's Eric Carle?
The Hungry Caterpillar needs more food, and here's why.
Oh, man.
That's like one of those books I never read, The Hungry Caterpillar.
Imagine, like, a Dr. Seuss manifesto.
Oh, my God, bro. That'd be insane.
Jesus Christ.
I feel like it would be good at first.
Hat,
yeah.
In other ways, the bourgeoisie take advantage of the proletariat.
Just like what rhymes with work will set you free?
Oh, the
like
places you'll go because you'll be seeking extradition.
Yeah.
Or running away from extradition.
Wait, did he run from extradition? Dr.
No.
Oh.
I'm just saying. Like,
oh, I'm stupid.
For vaguely political shit. You know, because like fucking.
You know.
Snowden. He's trying not to be extradited.
Well, he did nothing wrong.
Yeah. Huh?
He did nothing wrong.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't think he did, but I also don't care enough.
Yeah, I feel you.
Well, here's the thing. Like, so the way civil disobedience works is like, okay, so the idea behind civil disobedience is you obey just laws and you disobey unjust laws.
Right.
Like, if obeying a law requires that you violate your conscience, you disobey that law.
Right.
But another part of civil disobedience is that you are, by nature of disobeying the law, saying that it's more important to you to follow your conscience than not go to jail.
Well, it's also like...
So, like, disobeying the law and then also trying to avoid jail kind of, like, it defeats, like... Because part of the thing of, like, when Henry David Thoreau didn't pay taxes and went to jail over that, like, it was part of like that was like going to jail was like, yes, I'm fine with going to jail.
Right.
I'd rather do this than engage in something I see as morally corrupt.
Right.
So like I don't know. Like
I mean, I think they kind of did follow his conscience because of. I mean, I don't know. It's also it's the irony of also the fact that like it kind of happened during the administration where it's like, oh, we'll give amnesty to whistleblowers.
Yeah.
And then the whistle gets blown. It's like, oh no, not this kind of shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So like, it's very selective.
Like, but also like
same with Chelsea Manning.
It's
too.
One of those things of like, yeah, you're by not avoiding punishment, you show how terrible the system is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I get what you mean. You know, yeah.
So,
but it's like who knows? Like,
but also,
at that
good
level,
on him because prison sucks.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, it would have been way worse than prison. I'm thinking.
What? Yeah, because
like,
don't know.
Think about like what they did to Chelsea Manning. You know what I mean? Just like
yeah,
all that torturing,
the fucking
shit.
Solitary confinement for years and shit.
Yeah,
and, like all of the like, who are you working for?
And, yeah,
like fucking torture shit.
Leaving them like in a dark room, blasting fucking metal music and shit. Like,
yeah,
that actually sounds really dope.
No, it's not. It is not, man.
They do it like when they do like enhanced interrogation. It's they're in a place with no windows.
Mm-hmm.
And they run on a – they don't run on a 24-hour schedule. They run on a – we change the schedule all the time so your body's circadian rhythm
– you never get acclimated to anything.
Yeah, you can't – like, you're basically just in a constant state of jet lag.
Yeah, it sucks. Mm.
Like, there's never any quiet. Like, there's constant just, like, stimulation of the senses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds
music
like it sucks,
or
yeah.
through lights.
Yeah, flashing
or
lights.
Through just having to be around people. Mm-hmm. You know, and
smells.
Stuff like that. Yeah, exactly. Like, there's no, like, the time between meals is even variable because they're like, oh, we don't want you to count the days by counting, like, oh, maybe like 2-3 meals a day.
No. Right.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, like, it'll be 30 minutes and here's your next meal. And
exactly.
Sometimes it'll be 12 hours until
you're
next.
You get force fed that shit if you don't fucking eat it. So.
Mm. And then, like, oh, you want to go on a hunger strike? No, we'll force feed you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah. No, it's fucking. Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know, but like that's where I fall with like the whole like Snowden thing.
Yeah, no, like I think that like what he did was good, but and
I mean granted, like I guess like there were some people whose lives were at stake also. Like
huh?
Like the operatives who were kind of like, you know, listed out, like their lives
exactly.
were at stake.
Like, it was
which
like
sucks, but it's
of,
like, you know.
Like yeah, in one way, like yeah, disclosing
Who's a spy for
like
what?
Disclosing secrets as far as like what kind of surveillance we do.
Yeah.
Is yes, that's good. But then also disclosing, you know, stuff about like, oh, these are the names of the operatives.
Yeah,
these are
yeah.
where the operatives are. Because any, like, so any
their cover's blown immediately. Yeah,
that
yeah.
an operative is involved in immediately gets shut down.
Yeah, they're fucked.
As soon like they don't even try like so maybe somebody's trying to get somebody out of a situation that wants to defect.
It's too late.
You know, maybe somebody's in like in fucking what's a shitty regime that people defect from now? Maybe there's a defector in North Korea.
Yeah, North Korea. Yeah,
that
the dude
we're
who
talking
ran.
To,
yeah.
And we want to try and get them into America safely. Well, as soon as their contact person, as soon as that contact person's cover is blown, that whole thing shuts down, and then
you disavow
North
that
Korea
person. Also,
is now aware that there's a defector that whose contact person is this. Well, let's look at who was talking to this person at all in the past 2 years, and kill all those people. So you know, like anytime you blow somebody, like anytime you divulge state like secrets like that,
it's a huge risk.
Bad shit happens.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like the whole Scooter Libby thing.
What's that? I never heard
of
that.
So he worked for the Bush administration. And
that's a cool
like,
ass name, first off. Scooter Libby.
It's a cool name, but it's a shitty person.
Very Libby to Beaver.
Like, like it's one of those like if they didn't have such a cool person, somebody would have probably killed them just for how shitty of a person they were already.
Oh shit! Like, what do you do?
I don't, okay, so
God damn.
In the lead up to the Iraq War, in the early 2000s, the Bush administration was pretty much. They wanted to invade Iraq, and they were just looking for
any kind of reason to do it.
Any kind of reason to do it. And one of the reasons that there was like WMDs, they're getting nuclear material and all that. We got
the threat level's
that.
Red.
So they hired, or not they hired, but like there was a guy that was hired, like contracted out by I think the CIA or one of the intelligence agencies, like contracted out to basically investigate whether or not Iraq was actually getting the material to build a bomb. And he was like, he pretty much conclusively was like, nope, there's no way that they're getting this material. There's no way they can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and all this. And then, but his wife worked for the CIA, like was an employee and was an operative.
Oh, okay.
And then Scooter Libby, as retaliation for the guy's report. So that when that guy sent in the report,
his report was actually factual.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. His report was factual, and he was like, nope, there's no WMDs happening.
Wow.
Yeah, or no new ones being manufactured. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess there were chemical ones that may have been used on the Kurds a while ago.
Right, right, right.
But,
wasn't it like a uranium or plutonium they're trying to get or something like that?
Yeah, yellow cake was a thing.
Yeah, yellow cake, there you go. Yeah.
And it's like they were trying to, like they thought that they were trying to get it out of Africa, but there's like three places you can get it.
Yeah, yeah.
And like he literally was counting the trucks that were entering and leaving in person.
Right.
To see, like, okay, this is how much material is entering and leaving this site.
Yeah.
This
so he's actually much, there yeah. doing all the fucking hard
and
work
then
for it.
He looked at, like, he was looking at the travel itineraries of all the trucks to see where they went,
right.
Make sure that they all got to their places on time, calculated, like, the route.
Yeah. The time it would take to actually get
that.
There. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, he was like, there's no way they're, even secretly getting yellow cake.
Right.
Mm. So then, when the Bush administration was like, no, 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 there are WMDs, he published his findings. Because the things he, like, so the shit he found out wasn't secret.
Right.
It was the fact that he was contracted by the government to do it. Yeah. Where the government was like, yeah, you can't do that.
We're trying to push her this one thing. Don't tell the truth.
But then he was like, no, 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 there's no WMDs.
Right.
And here's why.
Yeah.
Because I was hired to find them, and they don't exist.
Hmm. Ain't that
so,
some shit?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then so then this guy published it. Mr. Plame, I think his wife's name was Valerie Plame or Valerie Plume or whatever.
Right.
And then when he published that, it made the Bush administration look bad.
Yeah.
So out of retaliation, Scooter Libby was like, "Your wife's a CIA operative."
What?
And
what?
Yeah. Yeah, he just publicly did it. So, like, all of her contacts, all of her missions were shut down.
He just outed her for no
fucking reason? Yeah, people fucking died because, like, you know, this was around the time where Iraq was going to shit and they were trying to get people out the fuck out of Iraq before, like...
What's this, like 03, 04 or something like that?
Everything went to shit, huh?
Was this, like, 03, 04 or something
like
that?
Yeah, 03, 04, yeah.
Damn.
So, yeah, no, he was like, oh, the reason you wrote this is because, and it's like, yeah.
Was his wife okay or, like...
His wife was immediately like they had to let her go.
Okay,
because you can't be a you can't work like once
can't
like
be a
people
spy
know
if
that
everybody
you're a
knows
spy,
a spy.
You can't be a spy anymore.
Well, I mean, like I guess
so.
Like,
she was out of a job.
The question was, I guess, like a
legally,
phrase around.
Yeah, she's not dead or anything.
Yeah. Okay,
but
yeah.
It's just she got fucked over. All the people she was working with got fucked over.
Yeah, well,
and,
yeah,
like because she was like pretty high level. She was working in a lot of places.
Yeah,
including Iraq.
Yeah,
you know, and so
that's a really
yeah. So that's Scooter Libby. Scooter Libby, yeah, shitty person.
Damn.
Yeah, there was a whole movie about it with Sean Penn that was made. That's
well,
all
what,
I know.
What was it called?
I forget, but just look up Sean Penn Scooter Libby movie.
Damn, Scooter Libby, you have a cool ass name, but you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You're an asshole.
Yeah, he's probably
I spaced out until like the last part of that.
Yeah, no,
so
I'm
now
sorry.
I know Scooter Libby's an asshole.
It was fucking.
I'm
good.
Sorry, I don't know how to tell stories.
No, I like this. I like.
You're right.
I like conspiracy theory shit.
Yeah.
Like you know, like
no,
like
no,
like deep state
that's
shit.
A real fucking thing.
Yeah,
like
I had no idea.
Yeah. So,
shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So, does Scooter Libby have mind control over Kanye? Is that what's going on here?
Basically,
I don't know what's happening with Kanye. There's got to be some like mental disease that manifests itself.
Nah.
No one yells at you for 20 years.
Nah.
Like when no one's a dick to your face. 20 years, like there's got to be some kind of like there's got
to
be something.
I just don't believe
that
no one's a dick
where,
to like Kanye's face.
Yeah, I think
I don't believe
right.
that.
Yeah,
like,
nah.
Like just walking in the street, normal people see you. Like,
I mean, I'm sure it started like you know when he was like you know as a kid.
Yeah,
because
I feel like
yeah,
I feel like the
like,
thing is like with celebrities, people are
like
willing to
years.
Say whatever the fuck they want
yeah.
to them. because they're celebrities and they don't look at them as people as much.
Yeah, I guess you're
so
right.
If you see, like, I mean, Kanye's got a lot of people that don't like him.
Which I'll never understand why.
Imagine him coming across one of those people that don't like him.
Great fucking music.
Yeah.
And yeah, sometimes crazy people like his mind. Music.
I don't think he's necessarily crazy. I don't know. I think he's just like a frustrated person who's just like, you know, I'm gonna say what the fuck I want. And here's the thing. Someone's going to pay attention to it either way. And I mean, like we all kind of do, you know, to a degree. So
not that much, but you know,
I mean,
I think he needs more help than like most people. Like I think there's like shit going on in his head. That's like,
I mean, well, like his wife died, right? Or not his wife?
His mom died.
His mom died.
His wife is Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
His mom died a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Which that'll put like some fucking shit on you.
Well, I mean, like his mom died
away,
and then he was going through like a lot of shit with like his kid was being born around the same time, right?
Like afterwards,
Northwest or whatever. Yeah, but like there was like fucking
his mom died like a long time ago. Though.
Yeah.
Really? Oh,
it might have been like
2 or 3 years ago.
Nah, it's maybe like 2011, 2010 or something like that.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, because like the whole reason she died was she died like getting like surgery. It was like some kind of like cosmetic shit or whatever, and she got put under, and it's pretty much like, I think it's like the same shit that killed Michael Jackson killed her.
Oh, fentanyl.
Yeah, something like that. And I mean, it's pretty much like I guess I could see Kanye being like, well, it's because of like if it wasn't for me like getting like a level of fame, she probably
she
would
have
felt the
have
need
the money to
have
gotten
surgery.
Well, I mean, like she was well off too. Like she was a professor at I forgot what university she was at, but she's a PhD. So does Kanye. He has a PhD in art.
But like also like Kanye, like his whole career, he's been the guy that says the shit that people say you can't say that shit.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like,
I would say his whole career. I would say it's maybe like around like
There's a specific time where
since
he just
Katrina. He's been the guy that says shit that is like people like, why are you saying
when
like
Katrina?
No,
but he was speaking facts. I think he was speaking facts. 2004. All right,
hold on.
I'll tell you
when it happened.
It's not like he wasn't saying anything that like that wasn't necessarily true either.
No. I'm not saying what he's saying isn't true.
Yeah.
I'm just saying because
I feel like I can.
Beyonce
I feel
was
like
snubbed, but you know,
I feel like I could figure it out based on the album. Based on his album.
It's probably like Graduation, really like kind of like when he kind of hit like that.
So, but
I'm just
what I'm saying is that
Graduation.
He's used to people telling him that he's saying the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm not saying those people are right, but I'm saying people tell him all the time
you're wrong.
He says the wrong shit.
Yeah.
He's saying shit when he can't. He's saying shit that shouldn't be said.
Yeah.
So to him, he probably sees in Trump like, as fucked up as this is, kind of a kindred spirit of people get upset at the things he says.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get that.
Like, people get upset at the things Kanye says all the time. So he sees, like, kind of, he sees a camaraderie there.
I get that.
I think that might be part of it.
Yeah.
Also,
this is where I think Kanye lost it, at least his mind, not, like, in music, musically, because he's still, like, good. My Beautiful Dark Fantasy, 2010.
No, that was when Kanye was like, yo, like, I'm flipping everything on his fucking head. That whole album from beginning to end is fucking.
It's a great fucking album. But I think that's when he just starts, like, the descent. To, like, that madness.
I think it was more of, like, him just kind of, like, just trying different shit. I don't know. Cause like
I like that album. It's a really good album.
Well, it's like, I don't know. Like I like just.
But like Yeezus was.
No, Yeezus was fucking good, bro.
You
it's
like
bro, yes,
was so good.
I didn't
really?
Like it initially. I didn't like it initially, but then like I had to hear like 2 or 3 times, and it's like, oh, it's like My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, but stripped down. It's almost like it's almost like the same kind of thing, like thematically, almost.
Yeah,
you know,
dude. Okay, so.
There's
Bound
a few
two?
Episodes.
The
few,
music
like,
video fucking sucks. I didn't like
Bound
that.
Bound
2? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That.
It was stupid.
Like, listening to the song like on the music video, I'm like, this is dumb.
The
but
song's good.
When you hear it at the end of that fucking album.
Yeah.
Of like full of like. And then like at the end, you're like. I fucking cried, man.
I really like Blood on Leaves. That's a good song.
What was it?
Blood on the Leaves. I like
that.
Yeah, I like
Blood
that one.
Blood on the Leaves. Fucking Black
like,
Skinhead was good.
I like I'm In It.
I don't remember those that much. Maybe I got
to
go listen to the album.
That was
again.
A good one.
Yeah.
Because I remember when it came
put
out.
Put my fist
through
like a civil rights
song. It's not like an album where like you listen for like all the musical flourishes.
Yeah.
It's like, no, this is. It's like. Drive fast while you're listening to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's a good driving album. I don't know.
I like that song. Wait,
I like the way it sounds.
Yeah. Sonically, it's pleasing. I mean, like, even with like the fucking screams and shit, like, which I mean, like, I don't know, there were certain parts of like My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy that like he kind of just threw into Yeezus also, but he kind of just like took it up to the next level, but still kind of like stripped down, I guess, like all the extra like instrumentation, because a lot of it's just like drum beats most of it. I like it though. It's very it's simplistic, but it's also kind of like everywhere a little bit at the same time.
I didn't listen. I haven't listened to Life of Pablo yet.
It's good. It is, yes,
I got really worried just because like every song he collaborates with somebody.
Yeah,
I'm like, this seems like it's not gonna be like a cohesive thing.
There's only like maybe like I could think of one song off the top of my head I don't like on Pablo. I think that was Wolves. Other than that, like. Mm-hmm. Every other song in there is fucking like it's like that the first track, or no, was it the first track? It was the first track, Ultralight Beam. Like when I first heard it, I was like going for a jog. I started like fucking tearing up for some reason. I don't know why. Yeah, dude, because like
he's like fucking Jackson Pollock or Rothko. Like you see the painting, and you're like, I don't get it, but I'm crying right now.
Yeah. Because like it reminded me of like being in churches as a fucking kid. You know, because he had like fucking like Kelly Preston that shit, fucking Kirk Franklin, fucking Chance. He came in at the end of it. And I'm like, damn, like for some reason I just started fucking tearing up. I'm like, what is happening right now?
Maybe like, I haven't given his albums as much time, but it always seems like I am at this always at the odds of everyone around me loves Kanye.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's all right. Like it's all right. Like I'm not saying he's bad, but I couldn't really get into it. Past My Dark Fantasy, like he loses me.
Okay, that's fair.
Once we get past My Dark Fantasy, like I'm like he's on some other shit that like I can't. I'm not following.
Yeah. I will say though, I don't give a shit about the stuff that he said, like all the paparazzi shit and all that.
Yeah.
Like it's just like no, he makes good music. Yeah, listen to the good music.
Right, exactly.
You know,
separate like the bullshit from the artist.
Yeah,
which is why everyone, I think you all should listen to Young Thug. He's he's one of the best rappers right now.
God damn it!
he might wear a dress occasionally, but it's fine.
Oh, that sounds good. Like he's fucking Klinger from MASH. That's all it is.
I never watched MASH.
Yeah, there's a guy in it that dresses in a dress all the time.
I still
don't
like mumble rap, but I defend the fuck out of it too.
Oh no, yeah. I love
at the same time.
I love it, bro.
Panda. I loved that song so much.
I liked it initially.
It got overplayed.
Real quick.
Here's the thing. I don't listen to the radio.
Yeah.
I don't go to clubs. So I hear shit unless I seek it out.
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, it was fine. It was like, this is a fucking cool song.
Yeah, yeah.
I listen to it three times and I'm done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, like the first time you even hear Panda, it was on it was on Pablo, because it got thrown in on a Father Stretch My Hands. I think it was either part one or part two. No, I think it was part two. It got thrown in there. Yeah, yeah. And like, cause everyone thought it was Future initially. Like, when I first heard it, cause like no one knew who the fuck Designer was, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got broads in Atlanta, chasing dope lead in the Fanta. And I'm like, oh shit, is this Future? And then it's like, nah, it's Designer. And it's like, who the fuck is this nigga? And he's like this, you know, dude who just like talks like a fucking retard.
Yeah.
And
I don't like mumble rap, but I respect people's right to like mumble rap.
Yeah.
I'm like the way I look at mumble rap is the way Republicans look at Nazis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, what? Hold on. Wait. Hold on.
What? I agree with what he's saying, but let him say it.
You're like... What? All right.
He's right to say it.
That's true. I guess. I mean, it's all freedom of speech, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, like fucking, I don't know. But like,
what I think fueled mumble rap too was the fact that like,
it's the beats more
when
than
it
anything.
When it came out though, you had all these older rappers doing interviews talking about how they hate it, how it's garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, the fact that you guys even fucking acknowledged it.
Yeah, they see it as a threat.
You saw it as a threat, and you made it a thing.
Yeah.
So now all these young people growing up listening to the interviews with all these great rappers that they're told are great, and these rappers shitting on people who are their age making music, they're going to be like, well, fuck you, you old-ass motherfucker. Yeah. This shit is bomb.
Nah, but even like dudes who were like up like the same generation, like fucking J. Cole, fuck that nigga. I hate J. Cole so much.
I don't know why.
He's fucking lame. Bro,
I'm going to be honest.
Okay, go ahead.
Until like 6 months ago, I thought J. Cole was a clothing brand.
That makes sense.
Wait, what? I can see that. Like, I can see that, yeah.
I thought it was like a preppy clothing brand.
Yeah, yeah, that kind of makes
sense.
We've
had this disagreement before, though,
wearing
with J. Cole
pants, you know? Yeah, yeah. Like,
J. Cole pants.
It goes well with the Sperry's.
I don't know.
J. Cole isn't played well on the radio.
J. Cole, like,
That everybody's like, oh, listen to this shit about that J. Cole does. It's like, mm-hmm. It's like those aren't the songs that like make him a good artist. Like, they're like, you gotta
there's like no song
to
make him a good artist.
Yeah, you gotta listen to those albums, bro.
It's like
Some really good like tracks. Like,
I'm sure there's like some diamonds in the turds, but it's like, all right, like,
well, it's the same thing with mumble rap, though.
Oh yeah, 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 but it's like, nah. Like, it's like two different
diamonds
levels.
Diamonds in the turds. Diamonds. That's exactly how I look at mumble rap.
All right, that's fair.
Granted, that's like, you're saying that person shits diamonds. That's pretty cool.
There right. you go.
All right, that's, you know what? Right, I take it back then. Fuck. I don't know. I don't like the fact that J. Cole comes up as like this woke-ass rapper when it's like he says things that are kind of just like basic.
Well,
extremely basic.
I don't think he plays that role.
No, he does.
I don't know.
He does, like, he pushes in a way that's like it's so arrogant. Like, it's like he thinks that he's saying shit that's like so profound, but it's like there are rappers 20 years before you saying the same shit.
So it's
like, stop it. And then it's like his fan base are like, you remember like your first semester at Valencia and you took like your first humanities class?
I didn't go to college, bro.
Okay, well, I remember. All right, whatever. It's like it's for like freshmen who take like their first humanities class, and like, oh man, have you read Kafka's Metamorphosis? No. Okay, what about the wall, the cave in Plato? Have you read that shit? Oh man, it's so fucking deep. Like that kind of shit. It's like it's like the shallowest end of like the woke pool that he appeals to.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
And it's like I don't know. I think he just sucks. Like he's just a lame ass nigga.
I don't know.
And he's light skinned, so fuck him. Like, I got no love for light skinned.
There's a good couple tracks where it's just like, cause like early, and it's more early J. Cole,
mm-hmm.
Where it's just like early J. Cole has more to prove.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a good couple tracks where he's just like fucking like you notice where the talent is, and you're just like, oh shit, okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I can't knock his talent because of the fact that like you know what other rapper do you know can go double platinum with no features? Ooh, loo, 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 loo.
Yeah. Well, I hate when fucking people like base like their like whether a rapper's good or not on that shit.
Well, that's like, that's what J. Cole did.
It's such bullshit.
Man. Yeah.
When it comes from the rapper, I'm just like, oh, that's just braggy shit.
Yeah. Well, like he has to kind of like, you know, validate his own bullshit, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, all rappers do that shit at some point.
Yeah.
So he's not a clothing brand.
No, he's definitely not a clothing brand. You can find him at your local Limited 2 if they still exist.
But do you like Kendrick though?
Next to the Gap.
I'm just now getting into Kendrick. Like,
really?
All right, so I had an issue with when Kendrick first came out. I'd say like within the last like 5 or 6 years, maybe like 7 years. Yeah, I guess like 5 or 6. Anyway,
Kendrick's the guy that just won the Pulitzer, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That was fucking awesome.
Kendrick's really
good. He did the Be Humble Sit Down thing.
Yeah,
that's such a good song.
It's a really good song.
Dude, they do that.
That album
is fucking
really good.
Oh, yeah, damn, was
good.
They play that at Jaguars games.
Wow.
Like when it's like when like the defense gets a stop or something.
Oh, yeah. Sit down.
Like there's a, or like when they get a sack or something, they're like, be humble, sit down.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. I'm like, ah, fuck yeah.
I had an issue with Kendrick when he first came out. It was like, I guess like even up to Damn, where people would be like, oh, dude, you gotta listen to Kendrick Lamar, bro. You gotta listen to it, bro. Have you heard it yet? Have you heard it yet, bro? You gotta listen to it, bro. Yo, Untitled? Have you heard his one, Untitled, bro? The Pimple Butterfly, bro? Have you heard his shit? And it turned me off him completely.
And Untitled and how to... Okay, so... And this is how I feel about, like, a lot of, like, newer J. Cole stuff, too. Mm-hmm. Untitled and fucking How to Pimp a Butterfly are, like
New Kid Mad
super fuck... No, New Kid Mad City.
Good
completely
Kid Mad
different.
City. Yeah, yeah.
That's completely different. Like, those are just very, like, abstract, like, albums. Because, like, the beats on them on that he's using are very jazzy beats.
Okay.
But, like if you look at, like, the 90s... Like, there was a specific sound that they were taking from, like, old jazz and old funk.
Yeah.
But
even, like the drums. Like, there's like, one specific, like, drum pattern that was, like, made, that was created by, it was, like one of, like, James Brown.
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
The Almond Break.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, when you go into, like... But when you go into fucking, like, you know, Untitled... some of J. Cole's newer stuff, too, and How to Pimp a Butterfly, he starts using, like, more, like, abstract... jazz samples mm-hmm. versus what everybody else was using. Mm-hmm. Like everybody was using the breaks in the 90s, and like this is like him not using the breaks. I'm using different fucking jazz, and it's cool. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Because it's like you're doing something different, but like I'm like, I can't get into it.
No.
Well, but I mean, Good like, Kid, Mad City's a fucking classic.
If I can recommend...
That's like top five rap albums.
Let me recommend for the listeners, if you like rap or if you like hip-hop or whatever, I recommend that y'all listen to Lil Ugly Mane. He's like... Lil Ugly Mane. L-I-L, Ugly, and then M-A-N-E. One of my favorite albums by him is called Mystic Thug Isolation. It's from beginning to end. Now you want to talk about like it's, oh my god, just like throwbacks, like for like yeah. Like beats wise and shit. There's some jazzy shit on there too. Like he has one song on there which is my favorite called Serious Shit. Like the whole intro is just like just jazz, and yeah. like the way he kind of just I don't know. It he's so fucking good, Lil Ugly Mane. He's amazing, and I don't think he gets enough credit for being like he's not mainstream, but he has like a core following and shit. But like, yeah, he should be a lot bigger than he is. But yeah, listen to Lil Ugly Mane, y'all. If y'all want to get some good shit, some hood shit.
Do you like Logic?
No.
I fucking hate Logic.
He's so fucking
he's
corny.
He's corny. Fuck, he's so corny. When people are like, yo, Logic is dope, I'm like, shut the fuck up, yo.
Like, I feel like
he's repetitive as fuck.
He only appeals to like, he's kind of like J. Cole, where he appeals to like 19 to 20 year olds who are like, oh man, you're like, I feel like I just learned things. I don't know, like. He just appeals to like the lowest common denominator of like the highest idiot.
Yeah,
you know? So
yeah.
Like, that's
so. Did you hear his album? He had Rick and Morty on the intro. Like, shut the fuck up, dude. That shit
podcasts
sucks.
Podcasts have been doing that for 5 years.
Yeah.
Wait, really? With Rick and Morty?
Yeah, I hear that. Like the fucking like, there's like a couple podcasts that have like on the outro or intro. There's like a Rick and Morty voice.
Oh, okay. I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
I
yeah.
forget which one it is.
Yeah.
It's like it's just
it's one of those
and like
shitty New
every
York
fucking
ones.
Song. Like I listened to was it Bobby Tarantino too, the last album, and everybody's like, oh, it's so good. I'm like, no, it's a couple good beats, and then he just raps about how he's good at rapping.
Dude, and he's half black. Did
Logic,
you know he's half black?
Oh
Logic,
yeah.
No, that's my favorite thing.
Is Logic just James Franco?
What?
Like, Logic, he's just James Franco, right? That's, like, the same guy, right?
No.
They look exactly the same.
Are you talking about Riff Raff?
I don't know. No, like, this guy.
No, wait.
Fuck.
No, but Logic is not. If you look at Logic, you'd be like, that's not even close to James Franco.
Yeah.
It looks like James Franco.
Are you retarded? Like, what are you talking about?
Just right here.
Let me see the shit. No! What?
That's not...
No! How? Ray, look at this.
Okay, Logic,
look at this shit, Ray.
Musician.
Right that's a musician is
that's not
wait there's a difference between a musician and a rapper?
Yes.
That. Are you fucking
Well yeah,
kidding?
I would say so
a
too.
A musician can play an instrument.
See, and like all right.
Ah fuck.
Yeah,
anytime I'm rapping I don't fucking consider myself
a
musician.
Oh my god. This all right. So you have to but
poet
just,
maybe?
Music person?
Rap rapist.
I don't know. But like, okay, so Beyonce is a singer, but I would call her a musician.
No. No, dude.
Well, I mean,
no.
singing is a form of like musicianship, isn't it? Because like you do have to know like tones. You have to kind of like master your voice in terms of like projection.
Yeah, but you're not. It's not an instrument. That's what that separates
the voice.
You.
It's kind of an instrument.
Kind of. But then if that's the case, then you got to fucking call scat people who scat musicians.
Why not?
There we fucking go.
Skip
God damn it, gonna trigger me.
Like Mystical, I would call him a scatter. You know?
Mystical? Yeah, Mystical's kind of scat like.
Came with the mic in my head.
Okay, so but as far as like the old guys hating on mumble rap,
yeah.
Like that was the thing, like back when like bebop started.
They shouldn't like, even acknowledge
no, 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 I'm saying like the people that did swing swing jazz were like, fuck these boppers.
Yeah.
These bebop people.
These flapper girls.
Like no, like there's like videos of Louis Armstrong being like, take your diminished fifths out the fuck out of here. And
oh, really?
Like yeah.
Diminished fifths?
Yeah, because like, those was like the scales they were using.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, get the fuck out of here with this shit.
Yeah,
it's awful.
We use augmented then, over here. And sevenths.
I mean,
and then
like,
when like the bebopper, like when like cool jazz and modal jazz like replaced that, it was like the bebop people were like, the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you just slowing shit down? Like, yeah. You can't play music. You're just doing noises.
Yeah.
And when rap started, like all of, like, the music world just hated rap.
Yeah.
And, not, like, they hated the sampling thing was, like, huge.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That was huge because, like, there were like, fucking, there were, like, a lot of people going, like, yo, you can't just fucking take somebody's song and then think you're making a song.
And
fucking people hate sample. You jump years after that, and you got fucking Kanye West is like one of the biggest artists of all time.
Yeah, who got big off of sampling.
No, the thing that I really like about Kanye is, like, he gets like obscure nerdy samples to use,
bro.
Yeah.
Like this is like on a fucking live Power album from Frank Zappa. You know, like
on Power when he used fucking a 21st Century Schizoid by fucking by King Crimson. Kanye listens to everything.
Exactly.
Like, I thought I listened to everything.
Like,
Kanye listens to everything, bro.
Listening to a Steely Dan album?
Yeah.
Like, this is a fucking Kanye thing.
Bro. You
know? Like, there was the Did You Realize You Were a Champion?
In
that
their one, eyes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was that's fucking Steely Dan, you know?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit. Oh, damn.
Yeah. The fucking, the bass line for, what's a man to a mob? What's a mob to a king?
Mm.
Yeah, that's a Frank Zappa bass line.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, like he gets the coolest shit that he gets samples from.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, like, as far as samples goes, like some of those early like the early shit that got sampled, like it was like, oh, this is a cool part of a shitty song that we're sampling.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very Jay Dilla like. Jay Dilla used to just like he was. I think he like kind of started the trend of just like because before that it was just sampling specifically funk and jazz, and like Jay Dilla started going into different things like techno and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that kind of probably triggered Kanye into like looking into different things.
Probably.
Yeah.
But there's like three albums. Like I don't know. Like there was the Incredible Bongo Band or whatever that had like. If you ever listen to it, like this one is like just an instrumental bongo music album from like the early to mid 70s.
Yeah.
But if you listen to that album, every track on that album is like 10 different hits.
Really?
From like like the Apache was from that album.
I had no idea.
There's like 15 other things. Like, go listen to it. But okay. Incredible Bongo Band.
Incredible Bongo Band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
It sounds kind of made up a little bit. It's just session players doing songs that they didn't write that were just like kind of like classic songs, but that one album was sampled so many fucking times.
That shit sounds fucking cool. Hold on. Incredible Bongo Band. All right. Cool.
Yeah. Bongo Rock, Apache.
Bongo Rock.
Yeah.
It's like for the people who brought you Dad Rock.
No, that was the name of the album.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Oh, man.
Apache, Bongolia. Oh, my God.
Bongolia.
I
feel like that's something.
Wipeout, like.
That's something like Cornholio would say.
Yeah.
Bongolia.
Yeah, I know.
I have no Bongolia. Only you see my Bongolia.
Listen to that album and you're like, holy fucking shit, this is everything.
Where the fuck do you just find like bongo music, Steven?
I remember like I used to be like into like instrumental shit more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then, I don't know, it was just, like, on YouTube one day, it was like, you might like this, but it was like, holy shit, that's the song that every other song is.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, shit. I would not have pegged you as a bongo person.
No, I don't know, but, like, it was probably, like, I was listening to Santana, and he has a lot of bongo stuff.
And they're like,
if you liked these bongos.
God damn it. Yeah.
You like these bongos.
Yeah. Here's something you'll really like. These titties.
Check out the bongos on this track.
Yeah.
What size are your bongos, sir? I got some solid double D bongos.
Yeah. They're pretty good. They're new.
Yeah. Yeah. How's the skin on him? Oh, nice and tight. They bounce right back.
Yeah, yeah. Sheepskin.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to play with these bongos? I'd love to play with those bongos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it okay if I really slap the shit out of them?
Yeah.
But don't bruise them now.
Put your dick on my bongos. It's fine. Yeah.
Is anybody
that's
in the city slapping? Is that it's like I'm not cool with that.
I'm new to like the whole. I shouldn't say I'm new, but like I'm kind of coming around with the whole like slapping thing. Mm-hmm. Mm. I kind of like it.
See, I was more just acknowledging that some people might be into it, yeah. But it was still keeping up with the we're playing bongo drums.
Yeah.
Now we're going all the way in.
Just
now.
Just made me think of titty slapping, and I'm like, I don't know if I like it.
You know what? I don't. I'm not a fan of the whole like let me spit into your mouth. That,
yeah.
Like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I'm not cool with that either. That's yeah. super weird.
I watched. Well, never mind. Let's not go into this. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, just spitting in other people's mouths, it's gross.
It's like every time I've seen titty slapping, like I've always been like, stop it! Yeah. Leave her alone!
It hurts them! I can see you like with your phone in your hand, like trying to call the cops, like, officer.
I'd like to report a titty slapping incident. I'm pretty sure it happened.
X-Videos, the big tit section. Page 3.
This is courtroom evidence. You're the serial titty slapper.
Serial titty slapper. It's like Captain Crunch, just like slapping titties. That'd be cool. Tony Tiger's like, they're great, and he just slaps a whole row of titties.
Tony the Tiger's a monster.
This pool boy sees everything, but can he see why kids love the taste of Captain Crunch? And just slap the titties out of it.
Play titties like bongos. Wait, have you seen that video? It was a video on YouTube. It was like this. It was like some pastor in church. Some fat lady. She goes up on stage and he's just like he was like the band's playing something and he's like slapping this lady's titties. First he's like slapping them up and then he's just like just like played them like fucking bongos. And this is like in church.
Those
I'm
are
like,
some gospel
happening?
Titties.
No. He caught the Holy Ghost on the titties.
People were mad at Ray Charles when he had gospel music without like gospel words.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like when he did like the I Got a Woman song. Like, because he took, like, gospel standards and, like, just changed the words. Or, like, he would... It was, like, that kind of style of music people just associate with religion. So when you take that genre and it's not religious songs, people got upset at it.
Yeah, bastardized it.
They never saw the titty slapping in church coming.
Well, not that they're Ray Charles, yeah.
With Ray Charles. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Boom, baby.
Ah, shit.
I snuck that one
blind,
in there.
Yep. He's blind. He can't see shit.
And he's dead, too. Mm-hmm. So.
He's dead now. So 100%. He can't see shit.
Ray Charles is dead?
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck you, man.
I'm sorry. I got him confused with Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. There's only two blind black musicians.
Stops, I got it.
The other black one.
It's just Christian Bale in blackface. Sunglasses on.
Oh, my God, please.
He's been method acting for years.
Can we make
Wonder.
That a thing, please? Oh, my God, that would be amazing.
He looked just like Jamie Foxx in that movie, Ray.
Yeah.
He was fucking playing Jamie Foxx playing Ray Charles? Jesus.
Fucking levels of just depth right there.
How have we not given him a Nobel Peace Prize? I don't understand it.
Oh, God.
This world is not ready for you, Christian.
Yeah.
Wait. What about Daniel? Do you think Daniel Day-Lewis could play Stevie? No, he's too short. Never mind.
Oh, Daniel Day-Lewis can play anything.
Yeah, what?
Like, if Daniel Day-Lewis, like,
you
was
said what?
In a movie.
Probably could.
Yeah.
Like, as a black person in a movie.
Ooh. I would make him play Eazy-E.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eazy-E?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to see that.
Like, go back to, like,
Daniel Day-Lewis
playing Eazy-E? Like, what was the NWA movie that came out? Like
Straight Outta Compton?
I almost said fuck the police, but that's not... Yeah, Straight Outta Compton. I would replace that dude who played Eazy-E, put in Daniel Day-Lewis as a white person. Not even, like, blackface.
You know what, though? You know
cruising
what,
down the street
it would
in
probably
6'4".
Be really good, though.
Yeah.
but make him like Daniel, make him like Daniel Playview. Yeah. Make him like Daniel Playview from fucking There Will Be Blood.
I went to the house to get the scoop.
knuckleheads out there called shooting some hoops.
I consider myself a Compton man.
You going to give me AIDS? No. Don't laugh at that. That was terrible. I'm sorry.
Me and my group here, we are not family rappers.
Yeah. Fornicate the police. That's what I say. Get to it. Ugh.
I drink your good good.
That's like the AIDS pussy. Like, I drink your good good.
I eat your AIDS pussy. Yeah. I eat it up from across the room.
Woo!
Hell yeah. I'm finished. He just flat lines. I'm gonna. He's dead.
I've abandoned my group.
Oh God! Can we make that? Man. Can we make Daniel Plainview as Eazy-E?
Yeah,
oh
just like somebody's gonna do it.
Just insert him. Get like Shug Knight to still like.
Who do we know? Like Ross Padgett could be Daniel Day-Lewis, right?
Yeah.
He's too tall, though.
Yeah, we can get him to do it. But you can do that in post.
Oh, yeah.
You can fix ankles in post.
That's true. Yeah.
You can't fix cankles in post, though.
No. I don't like cankles. I'm not a fan. Because I don't know, like, what's the cankle-to-ankle ratio?
Oh, man.
It's like the leg is just, like, settling down on the foot. It's weird.
Yeah. It's a lot.
There be some, like skinny girls with, like, cankles.
I've yet to see that.
Yeah, it's, like, not cankles, but, like, it's just, like, it's just straight. Just, like, no ankle.
No ankle bone.
Yeah, just, like, no curvage.
I saw one time, like, it was somebody that had, like, the whole, it was weird.
Yeah, when I see it, it bothers me.
It was, like, a skinny person, and then just, like, it was, like, they're wearing bell bottoms. But
Yeah.
I was like, that's some fucking, rest your feet up, but don't when I can see it. Get some drainage.
Or, like, the ankle's just too thick. Like,
put a hijab on your ankles. I don't want to see that shit.
I support burkas, but only for cankles.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Sharia law for your feet? We're gonna enact that real quick. We just stone some girls' ankles.
Man, feet gross me out. Yeah. I understood foot fetishes.
I love a good foot.
Really?
There's one chick I'm kind of talking to. She's oh my god, I love her feet so much.
That's
I told her too. I'm like, you have the most beautiful feet.
I've never been into it. Like, never got it. Like, they're gross.
I don't know. Like, there's nothing better to me than just, like, a nice, just, like, well-pedicured foot. I don't know, man. Like, they put it in your face. Oh.
So gross.
I'm exposing myself right now.
I wear it. It's
fine.
I like feet.
Like,
go fuck.
I wear flip-flops.
I wear socks
a lot,
to sleep.
So, like, my feet get all, like, nasty and, like...
Oh yeah, mine too.
The soles like of it get all like you know crusted with dirt and shit.
Yeah.
They're like I have utilitarian feet. I don't take care of them.
So yeah,
I
yeah,
walk
yeah.
around my house in shoes. I don't give a shit.
I walk in socks also. Mm-hmm.
Feet are gross.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I like feet. I like feet. I like when a girl just sits on my face. And you know what? I'm not ashamed to say it, guys.
Sits sits her feet on your face.
That too.
Yeah. That's
you guys ever had a girl sit on your face?
No.
Like with her vagina, with her butthole.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
It's an acquired.
I'm not against it.
Yeah.
I'm not against it. Just hasn't happened.
Okay. Steven, you pro or anti?
Are you pro or anti face sitting?
I mean, I don't know. It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, that was a lot. He thought about it.
It was very diplomatic. Yeah. Like, it's fine.
It gave
like,
a good
if
thought.
If they're into it, I can be into it.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
Like it's also like you know sometimes you know I'm
not gonna eat the ass though. I don't know. That's not what I do.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't do that.
To each their own.
I don't know. I just
gotta wash beforehand.
I don't know. I'm very. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just. It's not. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
I'm a pro face sitter for all the two listeners out there.
Mm-hmm.
Holla at your boy.
Yeah. No. It's like
put
like,
that pussy on my
just,
thighs.
It hasn't happened. Just hasn't got to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I welcome it.
Yeah.
I welcome it with open arms.
Yeah. Open mouth.
Yeah.
There you go.
Here's the thing. I don't want a surprise face sitting session.
No.
Like you. That's something you request. Yeah. That's not something that they just do.
All right, yeah.
I would love a surprise face-sitting session.
Ooh.
Mm. I would love it. Yeah. I would actually really enjoy that.
I feel like you'd be kind of stunned. You'd be like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah, we're getting in this now. Yeah. It's like we're not even doing sexual acts. I'm just like... I'm playing video games, and all of a sudden
she puts her ass
in my face, and I'm like, okay, just we're going.
Yeah, yeah. No,
then pause because we're online, but
yeah, you can't pause.
That doesn't matter to me now.
This is gonna fuck up my KD ratio.
Dude, you're like at your dick suck playing Halo.
I'm not above it. Above it at all.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Yeah, I don't know, like maybe like it's got to be like a thing of like I don't know.
Well, you don't want to do it just like,
well,
like a random.
Some girls are just like you know, some girls are just like, oh, I would love if she sat on my face.
Yeah.
Like just like I like that's an ass that looks like it'd be comfortable on my face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
Nose first.
I feel like I'm like a little pervy right now.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not a pervert. Embrace.
Yeah.
No, it's a fucking preference. All right. It's not perverted.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's just like some asses are just like shaped well where it's just like,
oh, this will fit good. Right here.
On my face.
Yeah.
Or like all the.
It's like cucumbers, but it's like just the fine hairs.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of like the butthole hair on a chick. Just like you gotta do something different with that.
No, I'm talking about like the peach fuzz shit.
Wait, on the cucumber?
ass peach fuzz,
huh?
Like peach fuzz.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not talking like fucking jungle. I'm talking.
Yeah. I had this one ex girlfriend who had like, oh my gosh, she had like the hairiest asshole. I'm like, let me stop. I don't know how deep you want to go with this. I mean, yeah. I'm fine with it, but I don't know like how you know whatever. Anyway,
I wouldn't judge.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of did.
No, I mean, I don't exactly trim my asshole.
I do once a month.
Really?
I shave it.
Mm.
I have like a long mirror in my bathroom, and I just like spread one cheek, spread the other cheek.
I think we've gone over this.
I'm terrified
before.
we probably have actually.
I am terrified of putting anything sharp down there.
That's
like,
fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like nope.
Yeah. I'll be honest, there's probably an episode that we talked about.
We probably have, yeah.
Because it all feels super familiar.
Right.
It all feels very familiar.
I think you guys already know this about me.
Yeah.
Why do we
like your
like
boss
talk?
Just like my boss by your cubicle, like, Steven, can I talk to you for a minute? So, talking about your asshole.
Here's some Sigmund Freud shit going on right here.
Yeah.
Try that.
God. Have we finally just like have we like hit the point of like podcasting where it's like we're doing like the same bits from like
it might be like some Sigmund Freud shit, like we're toddlers that keep going back to our assholes. Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm about it.
We're baby podcasting.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
just growing
we did,
our legs.
We did talk about Gundam like three episodes in a row.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Fucking, oh yeah, yeah, god damn it.
Yeah.
We're like a toddler podcast right now.
Mm. Yeah.
No,
like that just
not.
Really likes our assholes and Gundams.
Drunk babies.
I really hope there's not like listening software that just like does like time like just like listens for certain keywords
and
looks at the timestamp and just sees like assholes and babies right next to each other. Ah, fuck.
Speaking of babies, like me and Gaspo, we were talking one time about because he was like he showed me a picture of like a t-shirt from like that movie Baby Boss Baby, and then for some reason I'm like, you either die a baby genius or live long enough to see yourself become a boss baby, and like that should be a tattoo somewhere. I feel
it should. That's a pretty good quote.
That's profound.
Yeah.
That's good.
Put that on my tombstone.
Yeah, back that up.
Yeah.
I think,
on my face.
I think that movie, Baby Geniuses, like, that came out when I was like maybe like 7 or 8. I think
Baby Geniuses?
Yeah, six
okay.
or
yeah.
seven.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that being like one of the first movies I saw. I'm like, oh, movies can be terrible.
Yeah.
I don't remember enjoying it, if I'm being honest.
I
just remember
seen it, to be
it
honest
being
with you.
It. Like that's all I remember. You know, just
I remember like the
remember
commercials.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what was Baby Geniuses even about? Was it like I mean, besides they were smart babies.
Fuck, man. I don't remember.
I have no idea.
I don't know if they were babies because they were laboratory babies or they were smart because everyone comes out smart.
It was the Similac.
Yeah, something like that.
Wait, was it really?
Like, there were some babies that are born super smart. And then, like, there's, like, some research facility that finds them and, like, studies them. And apparently when babies turn around two, they, like, lose their geniusness.
Yeah, there we go.
And, and it's, like, these two babies that, like, are, I guess they were both, like, adopted at birth. And one is a genius, one's not.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they, like, switch places at, like, a mall one day or something. Yeah. So then the one is, like, they're, like, why are you not a genius anymore?
He's, like,
yeah, and then the genius one is, like, at this, like, home and, like, is, like, all, like, building laser beams and shit with, like, IKEA furniture. I don't know, something like that.
He's going over, like, the Tower 7 footage and shit. He's like, it's a controlled demolition. Look at it.
Oh, fuck.
Breastfeed me, mommy. You bitch.
He's got manifestos written in crayon.
Yeah. Easy to write. Even a two-year-old can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like, how... Okay, how about this? Like, how... Like, so a manifesto, like, how much... Like, so they have to be, on some degree, political. They have to have meaning behind
them. Do they, though?
Do they?
But, like, how dumb can a manifesto be and still be called one?
Have you ever seen, like, anything I wrote on Facebook? Like, when I used to write on Facebook?
I don't
those
know.
Are all just, like, stupid shit.
Yeah.
That, like,
so it's got to be political or religious.
Yeah, it's
got to... Because, I mean, Koresh
is
considered
to do about
a manifesto.
Society.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, or it's got to be, like... it can't just be, like, you know... Starbucks needs to bring back the
Christmas
lattes year-round.
That might
and
be a
like
thing.
Just thousands of pages on like why this past Tuesday they had a really shitty Tuesday.
Yeah.
All because Starbucks refused to give them pumpkin spice lattes.
That might actually be a thing already, Stephen. Mm-hmm. Someone's
probably
been pissed
off. Do
you
hear about Ray's manifesto? It's like, it's just basically all about how Gohan was the most terrible character in Dragon Ball Z.
Suck a dick, bitch. You get out.
He's horrible.
I'll beat your ass.
Like horrible.
I feel like I'm being obligated to watch Dragon Ball Z, not because I might enjoy it.
It's a dude
just
thing.
Because, like, it comes
referential.
Up in every single podcast.
Yeah.
Like even the
it's
one,
a good
like,
fucking
the
show.
Yeah, Charlie,
I don't know why you like
Charlie,
Gohan.
Like
you have to justify this. You have to justify why you like Gohan. All
right, so like, are we talking about like? Okay,
see,
so the
see,
whole character
and the whole character
okay, okay,
is, the
okay,
is
okay,
a bad
okay,
character.
Okay, okay, huh?
Like from start to beginning.
Is that the guy that wore orange.
He
no,
did.
They all.
Well, I mean, he
orange.
Did kind of wear like,
never mind.
Yeah,
because they all they've all worn
see,
like
this
Goku's.
This is how little I know.
They've all worn Goku's gi at some point.
Okay.
All right. So like, well, like, all right, well, like
Goku's
about Gohan.
The main guy?
Yeah, he's
the main
guy.
Guy.
So Gohan, he started off as like a bitch. He had
he's
right,
a
so,
bitch.
So, no.
The whole
he
thing.
Had waves. He had waves of like being a bitch. Waves of being a bitch. All right, I'll admit to that. So, like, when he was a kid, I mean, like, first off, he's a fucking kid fighting a fucking a full-grown man, you know, who can, like,
yeah.
fucking, you know.
Well, that's pretty dope. But,
okay.
but, the thing is, when Gohan does get power,
mm-hmm.
and he uses it the way a bitch who's never had power would use power.
Now,
does
about,
that make sense?
Are you referencing Majin Buu?
I'm referencing all of it.
No.
I disagree.
I disagree. Because
Cell, he would not. First of all, he would not pull the trigger on Cell because he could have killed Cell a bunch of times. But he kept whining and bitching throughout the whole fight, no. trying to like convert Cell to his side.
Well, yeah, because that's Gohan. Gohan,
yeah.
like here's
Gohan
the,
is the fucking Jehovah's Witness.
No, Gohan,
of Dragon Ball
he
Z.
Doesn't
bro.
Have, okay, here's the thing. Gohan, for one, all right, first off, he's not a full fucking blooded Saiyan. Full blooded Saiyans, they have the desire to fight. Gohan,
yeah.
he's half. And so, like, that.
But half-blooded Saiyans are stronger.
They are stronger, but also, it's like, all right, take into account how he was raised, also. First off, he wasn't even fully raised by his dad. He was mostly raised by his mom and, like, some other nigga. For, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, his mom didn't really want him to be a fighter. You know, like, that's just not in his nature, at least, like, you know,
yeah.
as far as we know. And so, like, so for him to kind of be, like, to try to reason with Cell, I kind of get that. Yeah. Was it a dumb move? Yeah, but also.
Yeah, because he's about to kill everyone.
But he was also fucking, like, an 11-year-old kid.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? So it's like,
yeah.
like, you have that also. Now, like, in terms of, like, Gohan, like, him being super strong and being a fucking idiot with his power, yeah. Like, all right, Majin Buu, for example, when he fought
yeah.
Super Buu, after he unlocked, after the Elder Kai unlocked his potential, he could have been into Super Buu, but he got full of himself.
Yeah.
He could have pulled the trigger then, but he's like, nah, I'm gonna be a little,
so you
be a badass and like, you know, impress my little fucking brother and his gay friend, you know, like, yeah, all that bullshit.
So you like Gohan based on like the flaws of the character.
Yeah, because like he's not perfect. Like he's, yeah, I don't know, it's like the fact that like he's still, it's like he can be that badass when the time presents itself, but he has to be pushed into a corner. But like now it's like, especially with Super, he kind of like transcended that. But like I don't know, like he,
I don't know, I didn't watch Super like that.
Oh man, see, like, yeah, man, you gotta watch,
yeah,
Super.
Yeah, I only
like,
watch the fights.
Okay, well,
I've
yeah,
given
like
up on like,
well,
anime
like,
a little bit.
The fight between him and Goku, like up until the.
I didn't watch that fight. Yeah,
you need to watch that because, like, that fight right there kind of like it reminded Goku that, like, oh man, I've been like trying to like find people to train with. You've been here in front of me all this time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, because Gohan,
yeah,
he gained back the ability to hit his potential again through training with Piccolo. I guess he lost it or something like that. He could only get as far as like Super Saiyan 2.
Yeah,
and then even though like I don't know, it's like bad writing on that end, but like somehow he was able to get it,
yeah,
in a short amount of time. Yada yada yada, and I don't know. He was made the leader of Universe 7 and the Tournament of Power, and I feel like he kind of did his job by being the leader. He made the sacrifice play when he needed to. So
yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Fuck you.
I just don't like him.
That's fine.
Never have distaste for him.
That's
he's cocky. He comes off a little pretentious to me.
He's cocky when he like.
To me, he's like the fucking trust fund kid. Who's like, my dad's the strongest guy in the
universe.
No,
that's Trunks.
Like,
that's Trunks all fucking day.
That's
Trunks? Kid Trunks more than anything.
Kid Trunks, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's not even developed as a character yet, though.
I mean, like, future Trunks is kind
of
like
we haven't even seen them much in, like, Super.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, they weren't really there. I mean, like, they're kind of there, but not really.
Yeah. And then the same thing with the Buu Saga. They were kind of there.
No, what the fuck you mean?
I mean,
they had a whole fucking section that was just Gotenks.
Yeah, like, yeah. So, but like, then it still deviated back to Goku and Vegeta.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it started with Goku and Vegeta.
Well, like,
and then you had,
like,
a little, like, kind of, like, spot where it's just like, oh, well, everything's riding on him.
Yeah.
And Gohan got his little shine, and, like,
what about,
it was just like, oh, well, Goku and Vegeta,
I like
still
how
come
you,
back
you,
and
you're
clean
completely
it up.
Skipping the fight between Goten and Trunks in the tournament, like, in the
oh,
martial arts tournament
I
beforehand.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
I completely forgot about that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
That whole fight was fucking good, man.
Yeah.
Even though I think Goten should have won. Me personally, but then again, like, Trunks, he's a little bit older. He's a little bit stronger, so it kind of makes sense, too.
I mean, he's also got, like, the arrogance of, like, Vegeta to, like,
kind of take
a step and be more confident.
You know, the person
we've been going
for,
like, the farthest.
Is just the person that the writer wants to win.
Shut up!
Right?
Shut the fuck up!
Shut up!
Steven! Get out!
Like, you know that's how this
here.
Works, right?
You,
like,
just get out!
I don't care.
You don't have to be good at fighting. You just have to want whoever's writing it to be like, this person wins.
Yeah,
because Vegeta should win a lot of fights.
To be honest with you, with this last Tournament of Power, I think Vegeta should have won. Like, it would have been more satisfying if Vegeta would have won for, like, Universe 7.
If Vegeta would have beat Jiren?
Yeah, just as, like, he's, like the last person, like, you know, with, like, any kind of strength left.
Yeah.
Just kind of, like, you know,
but it was satisfying to see Goku and Vegeta, or Goku and Frieza.
Oh, yeah,
like
now
that shit
was cool as fuck, yeah.
That was cool as fuck.
Yeah. But, whatever. Like, don't look at me like that, bitch.
So
the weirdest thing about, like, Dragon Ball Z is, like, the main characters start off super evil, but then they become good guys, and you
like,
just like the characters.
Even,
yeah.
Even though they've committed, like, countless genocides.
Well, I mean, like,
okay.
Okay, go ahead.
The reason it's dumb to me is that if you guys were talking about MMA or boxing,
yeah,
I would still be annoyed, and I would still not be interested, and I'd be like, this is dumb. And then it's not even like real fighting.
No, no, it's not.
It's like, what animation?
People do the same thing with comic book characters too, though.
Yeah.
I know. And you know what I say to those people?
They're fucking
Fuck
idiots.
You.
It's
wow.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who would win, Batman or Superman? They wrote the fucking. You could write the. Fuck you.
Okay, okay, all right, okay. Steven, who would win? Thomas the Tank Engine or a fucking Bullet Train?
Bullet Train, no question.
Okay.
There we go.
Isn't there like a Transformer that's a train or something like that? Oh, actually, you know, in Power Rangers, Power Rangers Zeo, they had a Megazord that was a train. It was like towards the end
get,
of Power Rangers
like,
Zeo.
Just destroy
maybe it was
the tracks, and then like you can't get anywhere.
No, like that. Yeah. That's not how it worked. They just came out of nowhere.
The train didn't need tracks.
Yeah.
It's not a train, then it's a car.
No, it's a train.
It's not how trains
it's
work.
It's
you
a train.
Tracks.
It's a train.
The if tracks you went, like, are through in your their
friends,
hearts.
If you went through your friends, fuck a chick, it's a train.
That's true.
Chugga chugga.
That's true. The funniest Power Rangers.
It's true. It's true.
They morph.
Yeah.
It's just a big robot running, like a bunch of robots running a train.
What if, like, this entire time Steven's been like, yeah, I love trains, but he's really been talking about fucking, like,
yeah, yeah.
fucking a team with five other dudes.
It's the science of it that he loves the most. Yeah.
I gotta leave early. We're running a train.
It's like
a,
we're doing airtight.
I get to wear my conductor's hat.
Yeah,
I have to wear the shitty engineer's hat with the blue stripes. This week I get to wear the conductor's hat. I get an emblem and everything on it.
Some people throw coal into trains. I throw cum into trains. That's what I like to do.
Yeah,
feels it.
She says all aboard, and then we all aboard her.
Yeah. What if it's like you like abort the baby inside of her? Like you all abort? I don't know. All right, never mind.
Getting nice. Dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're at an hour, so we can stop if you
want.
All right, that's fine.
All right, cool. Because I gotta head out.
Yeah.
All right, I will see you guys next week.
Airtight.
I'll see you guys soon.
Yeah.
We'll have fun. All right.
I'll see you.
All right. Never mind. Beggars being choosers, everybody.
Beggars being niggas. Season 1.
Created Follow by me Stephen on Milchel. Twitter. I'm at Livin' Civil. What are you on Twitter? My wife, Claire.
My wife, Claire.
And then what are you on Twitter?
I think it's like Legit Ray Reyes.
Legit Ray Reyes. Not this fucking fake Ray Reyes.
No, yeah. It's the legit
Gay Reyes.
Gay
Gayas? Gay Gayas, yeah. He's like, I love Gohan.
Fucking, now I want to fucking change that to my Twitter handle.
Do it.
Gay
Do
Gayas.
It. Yeah, Gay Gayas.
Can I change my Twitter handle?
I think so. I don't know.
Oh,
he didn't call me over because he thought I was Puerto Rican. Mm. He called me over because he thought I'd suck his dick.
Fuck.
There you go.
That's way
there
funnier.
Go.
God damn it.
There you go.
Fucking A!
No one take that handle. No one take that Twitter handle.
Gay gays.
Gay gay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
If you do it, you're gay.
I'll fucking murder you.
Yeah. There you go. With gayness.
Yeah.
AIDS.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sir, do you need an interpreter? Can I fuck him? God damn it.
Two things. Does he speak English and can I fuck him?
I think you go for like the oldest joke.
Legit Ray Reyes.
Ray Reyes.
All right. Okay. All right. I think we're done. Are we done? All right. Cool. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
Hello. Bye-bye.